going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts. Woo!
It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and at it, Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
Well, Sean, lined up another cleaning with Dr. Wu for next week.
Is you gonna fish out a slider in there or something?
There's no slider in the middle of my teeth. I swallow everything.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that math make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Greg, listen, we've seen this before. Courtney... Her
nope.
Style, when it comes to fashion, I hate to say it, Greg, do not listen to it.
I think more people own them because more weddings are like black tie optional.
If I could have bet $1 million on Courtney saying that after I said little people did, I would have.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tangent.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
Don't know how to say this word exactly, but the seismicity.
It's seismic. If you study that, you are a seismologist.
Okay.
But you also have been at times a seismologist.
Right.
Not very good, though.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Go put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
I wore cummerbunds multiple times.
Yeah, like, I mean, everybody
actually,
would
have to stitch two together.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, definitely.
It's so...
You had a Kaiser bun.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party!
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning. Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors!
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What'd it do?
A happy Monday. Although, I don't know what's going on around here. The lights are off or the lights don't work. I guess we could go and try and hit the lights. Do you like it as it is, Courtney?
Well, okay, so the way in which this studio is set up, those lights are supposed to be off. Like, the overhead, very harsh lighting is supposed to be off. The TV lights are on, and we always have both on. I walked in this morning, and I like how it looks.
I think the vice president of Twitch Services is not happy with that.
No, I don't think so, because it looks like Mad Doc on the Twitch. You know what I mean?
Mad Dark.
No, I don't think so. I mean,
it looks like we have more life in our face. The overhead lighting is harsh.
Are you looking at Greg?
I don't know. I'm not when it comes to getting on the sets and where the lights need to go.
I don't know. I got a floppy mic too. I can't position the microphone.
Why is everything broken in here? We come in. We've been gone for like 48 hours, and everything's broken. Why?
What happened?
Oh, I just trying to make the open this morning. I'm I am just lucky that we even had to open this morning because I tried to save it. Uh-huh. It just automatically saves somewhere. Can't find it. Oh. So I had the genius idea. Oh, I'll try and roll it into a different track so that I can save it so it's not in multi-track. Oh. I tried to do that. Mm. Couldn't do that. Wow. It just automatically saved the cuts. And then when I tried to open the file, it said they didn't exist.
Where did it save? In the metaverse or something? Where is it?
Greg,
it
just, your guess is as good as mine.
It just disappeared into the cloud above us?
Yeah, it's somewhere in the sandbox.
As Kamala Harris would have said.
This is a heavy day of stress bragging or whatever the hell it is.
I don't know if it's stress bragging or just trying to get everything to be in tip-top shape. Mm-hmm. But good morning.
Good morning.
And happy Monday.
Yeah.
Hello, Curtis.
What a Sox weekend, baby.
Wow. Woo. Yes, absolutely. I mean, is it okay to forget about the opening series for this team at this point? Was that just an anomaly?
A fluke.
Yeah. A fluke?
A mirage.
Right. Excellent.
I mean, that the afternoon game yesterday, coming back from that two-run deficit, I thought it was over. A tying walk by Devers, who's a new man. Good weekend, by and large. Awesome.
No, long season in baseball.
That's true.
We all thought they were going to go 0-162.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe 1-161 because they won their first one. But it's, you know, a long, long season, and maybe we jumped the gun on Devers. Still, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like he is back on track, which is good news.
Well, he lost 6 pounds in the last 3 days. I mean, that's what they'll tell you.
What? Cold plunch?
Probably a 16-hour fast.
Watching him yesterday, though, I stand by it. I don't think that he looks bigger. I really don't.
And
Santo said the same thing. I said, Santo, does he look fatter than yesterday than last year? And he said no.
Right. It's all mental, and his head got right.
Santo actually said yes the year without hearing anything you said before it.
It was all mental.
As he has
it was
been
all
well,
mental.
Well programmed to do.
Yeah, and he got his head right.
Choke City for Duke.
Oof. Oh, man.
I mean.
Wow.
The whining about the officiating is annoying to me. You have a 9-point lead with a couple minutes plus left in that game.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had, I think, a 6-point lead mm-hmm. with 34 seconds left.
Oh, no, with 10 seconds left.
Yeah.
Okay. So I get it. The over-the-back call on Cooper Flag was a bogus call.
Yeah, whatever.
Stop.
You cannot live on that.
Learned it inbound to basketball.
Yeah, right.
It's Duke fans. Yeah. It's the way Duke fans are.
Right.
It's just, I'm sorry, you choked in that basketball game.
Oh, man,
game.
Big time. Yeah, you can't be up. You can't be up 58-43, 15 points with about 10 minutes. And then when it gets to 4 minutes, you scored 1 point. Like, yeah. You can't do that. And you had a great year, and you just choked City. And Shine was right. You couldn't inbound the ball. And then your guy down at the end, he missed a couple big free throws. And that was it. Cooper Flag had a great opportunity at the end of the game, down by one, and he front-rimmed it.
Yeah.
So that was
unbelievable season for him.
Yeah, oh, yeah, so, he'll be the number one overall pick. I mean, what do you have, 27 or something? So.
Yes.
Unfortunate outcome for Duke.
Man, I think we were talking about this one time in the crossover, Greg, with Jones and Keith. College basketball is so bad. They cannot shoot. They can't score. I mean, the first 10 minutes of the game, it was like, 8 points by Houston and 14 by Duke. It's just bad. The shooting, the field goal percentage, the 3-point percentage. No one can make a free throw.
Yeah,
it is horrible.
You always say that and complain about it.
It's so bad.
But I mean, the game before.
America seems to love it. So.
Well, I mean, yeah, of course. America loves the tourney.
The game before the first half, there was an immense amount of points.
But if you look overall.
This tourney specifically, more than most. Yeah.
But, I mean, tournament-wise, people love Curtis. They love the tournament.
Well, this year specifically.
Curtis, overall. People love the tournament.
Well, not as much as they do this
year. But they still love it. Maybe they don't love it as much.
They really love it.
Yeah, they still love it. They still love the tournament. And this is
uniquely so, I would say, this year.
I would say by what? A few million?
Seven, but who's counting?
Okay, so seven million is nothing.
They don't seem to
love. 7 million is more than people watch the Stanley Cup.
No, listen.
Oh, they don't seem to love the women's tournament as much.
I know, whatever
There's
happened.
There's no drama. Caitlin Clark.
That's what happens when UConn drops 30 on the reigning national champion's head.
Also, I'm constantly accused by one texter of being a Connecticut hater,
mm-hmm.
which is not true. I love Connecticut.
Almost as much as I love a parade, but they would like some acknowledgement on the Huskies, which Shime just gave. So
yeah, they dominated. They dominated. Paige Beckers is a problem.
Yeah.
By the way,
she didn't even lead the team.
Right.
If we're talking about hoops over the weekend, I was told one team was going to get their doors blown by Oklahoma City. Looked pretty good yesterday. Just throwing it out there. Lakers with a dominating win in OKC.
Oh, my God. Are we still talking about the Lakers?
Spicy this morning.
Well, we got to wait.
Hot. Listen, you can't
pub the Lakers until they get to the championship, like you said.
Right. Well,
so they have a win.
OKC would be clean their clocks. Well, I mean, about the Lakers.
It's the regular season, Curtis, so they won a regular season game. Let's see what they do. How are they doing the last five games prior to that?
5-5. They're bumpy road.
Exactly. So let's see what your team does in the chip.
You want to text on your overly aggressive comments about how bad college basketball is? This is a Rhode Island text. So good morning and hello and happy Monday to Rhode Island. It's an old head take from Wiggy.
Mm-mm.
They actually play defense in college basketball and not in the NBA.
It's not that they play defense. So, they can't hit a shot. They can't even figure out a pick and roll. I mean, there's no pick and pop. There's no pick and roll. They're playing man-to-man defense. They play man-to-man in the NBA.
Except that one kid on Florida who just hits every shot in clutch time. He's awesome.
But it's just like, if you look at the overall game, I don't care what you say. If you've watched it throughout your – I mean, I've watched – like, I'm not a diehard college basketball fan, but I've watched enough of it to be like, man, the field goal percentage and three-point percentage. Your best shooters – some of your best players on the team are shooting – 60% from the free throw line. That's like not good basketball.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like, and maybe it was this tournament more than previous years, but there were an awful lot of games that came down to the buzzer, which I think is great.
Like, yeah, they're always close games. I'm not saying the games are not close.
Well, yeah, I mean, that to me is good basketball. Like I enjoy.
So if you call good basketball, if you call good basketball, the final score is 58-54 in 40 minutes.
Well, I know. I'm sorry. They don't throw up 97 threes.
They don't have to throw up
97
threes.
I understand what you like.
No, it has nothing to do with that.
When we get to They Said It, as soon as we're done with our leads, we will actually discuss what Shaq said over the weekend. And Shaq is not pleased with the quality of the NBA product.
I heard that. He ain't lying.
We will get to Shaq, among other things, during They Said It on this show after our leads. And leads coming up in about 10 minutes. And then the news with Courtney at 7:45. And have we reached the tipping point on what can be referred to as an emotional support animal after seven exotic creatures were seized from a man's home in Nevada.
Yep.
I think yes on the tipping point. It may have been a long time ago, so we'll get to that and the rest of the news at 7:45. And then in the studio with us at 9, I mentioned this a couple times last week, but there was a Natick man who did an interview on my radio show 31 years ago. And there are a couple of docudrama or documentary series producers who believe that interview led to his murder.
Oof.
And they are looking for help when it comes to that series, which is forthcoming, and that man's murder. So we'll talk a little bit about that at 9, and we will play your Hill Notes back at 9:20 or so this morning. So you can leave one of those right now on any topic on the Odyssey app. It's that simple. When you are motivated to talk about something with us, leave us a voice note, and we'll play the best ones back a little bit later on this morning. But right now, to start things off, here is Courtney with what is trending.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's, and it was great to hang out with both of you on Friday night.
Yeah, it was
great
a
event,
vibe.
Greg. Good job.
It was great. If you could peel Wiggy away from the hour-plus discussion he had going with Jason Veritek.
Now, me and Veritek were chilling. It wasn't our conversation. It was some guy chewing our ear off. and could not get my. He kept calling me Jerome. And
Ken was there.
Ken was there.
I didn't see Ken.
Ken was there, looking very dapper.
How would you
play action fake? Brady looks, throws in the end zone, touchdown to Jerome Wiggins.
What's that, Curtis?
I was going to say, can you redefine dapper?
He did.
Okay.
Everybody cleaned up nicely.
Yeah.
So were you guys talking coach to coach?
No, we were just talking, you know, life and family and, you know, baseball and how, you know, it's like a lot of games for, you know, on the family and that kind of stuff.
Was Veritek blinking rapidly, like trying to send a message that he was being held hostage?
Oh, he was being held hostage. And then once the guy was, like, talking about Brady and football, and once he kind of, like, sucked his teeth into Veritek about his dad being a fan, that's when I was able to exit out the back door.
That's when Catherine's got to scoop in and get Jason away.
Yeah.
But great event. Good job, Greg.
Yeah, it was a good turnout.
The Red Sox beat the Cardinals 18-7 last night after beating them 5-4 earlier in the day. Important to note, Raffy homered in the earlier one. They sweep in their first home series of the season. Alex Bregman had a homer in the late one, while Raffy had 4 hits, 3 RBI in the late one as well. The Sox now have the Blue Jays at Fenway. First pitch at 6:45. Richard Fitz gets the start. You can listen to the game right here on EEI. Lenny DiNardo joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. You can kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:45 for the MassMutual pregame show.
Curtis, who is the American League leader in turned double plays currently?
The Boston Red Sox.
Okay. Is that man listening?
Well, in hindsight, it was a miss. We can all accept it. I mean, we should have gotten mad at Will Middlebrooks about the construction of the defense up the middle.
Okay.
A positive Hillman jinx called in on your show. The Celtics beat the Wizards at home 124-90. Jason Tatum and Kristaps Porzingis didn't play in this one. Peyton Pritchard led the way with 20, while Luke Kornet had a double-double, 13 points and 14 rebounds for him. The guys had a season-high 62 rebounds, and they were 24-for-52 from three-point range. The Bruins fell to the Sabres on the road 6-3. That's 11 losses in 12 games. Korpisalo was in goal. He had 31 saves in the loss. Elsewhere in the NHL, Alex Ovechkin beat Wayne Gretzky's goal record in the Capitals' loss to the Islanders yesterday with his 895th. Very cool that Gretzky
was really there. Yeah, Gretzky had said he would definitely be there for it.
Yeah.
Greg, do you remember when Ovechkin's black card with Putin was the big topic du jour?
Yes, I believe. Was that confirmed by Andrew Razor Raycroft on this show?
I believe so. And Dale was, you know, up in arms. And it's like, everybody loves him. His Instagram avatar is still with Putin.
Really?
Yes. It just shows you it's all virtue signaling. Like, yeah. Nobody actually cares about that stuff. Yeah. If ever there was a time to condemn him, this would be like Barry Bonds breaking Aaron's record and everybody acting like he wasn't doing steroids.
Well, there is a suggestion that if he stays in the league for at least one more season, he can beat Putin's goal record, which is 979, Curtis.
Yeah.
It's a tough one. I mean, that guy has great puck control.
I don't think he's going to do that, though.
He got that in 2 games.
Yeah, Ovechkin won't get Putin's record.
If you saved it, you were killed on sight.
Greg brought it up already, but women's college basketball has a champion. Paige Beckers and the UConn Huskies took down South Carolina in epic fashion, 82-59. Sarah Strong led the Huskies with 24 points and 15 rebounds. The men's championship is tonight. Florida takes on Houston after Houston's shocking win over Duke on Saturday. Tip tonight is 8:50. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. Want to win free groceries and epic Boston sports and concert prizes? Enter the Shaw's and Star Market Grand Slam Summer Sweepstakes. Just spend $50 or more and check your receipt for your entry code. It's that easy. Official rules at GrandSlamSummerSweeps.com.
So we got to wait till 9 o'clock to see a 60-64 final.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I mean, they could start it a little bit early.
Yeah. 7 maybe?
And some of us stayed up very late last night to watch White Lotus.
We're probably not going to say anything.
No, we can't.
But where do I go to get that time back on that series finale?
Oh, is that bad?
It was not good.
You watched it, Curtis?
I haven't watched it, but I did love the memes over the weekend after Duke lost. With the scene from the dream scene where he had the gun to his head with the Duke sweatshirt.
It was an absolute fail
lackluster.
The White Lotus series finale. What a waste of my night last night.
Yeah. And I think that there's one big twist that everybody saw coming. So, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 41 degrees. Gross out. Afternoon high, 49.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Leeds launching momentarily, and then after we're done with this morning's Leeds, they said it, a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports, including a discussion on what one PGA Tour professional does to stop on-course tantrums. Might have to do that with Shime. After his tantrum this morning about the equipment here at WEEI.
All I ask is for working tools, Greg. I don't think that's a whole lot.
Well, you know what they say about a carpenter who blames his tools, Shime.
Well, Greg, without my tools, I literally can't do anything. So.
How was the Pokemon card convention over the weekend?
Oh, it was great. Really? Got a couple cards that I was really looking for. I'm very excited.
Awesome. I see. What'd you get?
An illustration rare Tyranitar card.
Ooh, wow.
A classic Blaziken card, which is really cool. Okay. Another Blaziken V as well. A couple other cards in there. It was quite the time.
I see.
Yep.
Did you buy it from a V? A male V?
Nope. There were a ton of people there.
Was the event V free? If you know what I mean.
What is the value on those babies? I'm assuming it's on the come up.
In total, the cards that I got over the weekend came out, like, I want to say it was like $250-$300
all in.
I didn't pay all cash for them. I traded a
Did
lot.
Did you bankroll it?
You know what I do like about Shime, though? He doesn't do it for the money. He does it for the love of the game.
Yes. You're damn right.
Yes, yeah.
You
yes, you are.
I do it because I just the cards are awesome.
Yeah.
I love them.
How long does it take to orchestrate a trade? Like, are you willing to walk away and then come back?
Is this
like
IRL?
It's IRL. It's all IRL. It's person to person. Yeah, Curtis, you'd actually like it because there's negotiating involved. Like, you have to have personable ability. You have to have the ability to talk to somebody to actually do this.
And then you have to check with their parents if it's okay.
Nope. No, you don't. They're all business owners, Curtis, actually.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Okay. Any kind of music at these things, or is it just everybody talking Pokemon?
No, everybody's just talking Pokemon. There's, you know, parents, there's kids, there's adults, there's all kinds of people.
Adults in costume?
I don't think I saw anybody in costume when I was
definitely
there.
Definitely t-shirts, like Pokemon t-shirts.
Oh, yeah, 100%. That's for sure. I was wearing my Pokemon sweatshirt.
Be there honest, at times you say you're with Jimmy's birthday party. Like,
nope, never. Never once. I'm not ashamed of it. I don't care.
Yeah. There you go.
Like,
I just, you know, live my life.
Speaking of costumes, because wearing them was his forte, nice to see Spaz Friday night at the gala event.
Great to see another guy who cleans up nice. He looked great. He seems like he's doing really well.
No, he's doing a lot. So he's definitely doing a lot. He's running again in Revere for whatever
city council.
He runs for city council in Revere. And his job, he works in Woburn and he does like, you know,
he's
for
a DPW.
Public works.
He works for the Woburn DPW.
We miss Spaz.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, I said.
You chopping up with him for a while?
Yeah, I did. I'm like, you know, listen, I try to beat the drum, man. I'm going to start the petition of trying to get you back, brother. But, you know, those decos above, way above my pay grade.
He was the best.
Yeah. All right. You can watch this show today and every day on Twitch and on YouTube, and this show on Twitch is presented by Springer's Jewelers. There are three locations you can visit: tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, Portland, Maine, and Bath, Maine. And just visit springersjewelers.com to learn more. By the way, 2 weeks from today, I can't believe it because time is flying by, we will be bringing you all of the excitement of the 129th running of the Boston Marathon from the finish line at the Capitol Grill on Boylston Street. So,
my favorite day of the year, I think.
Yeah, two weeks away. Mm-hmm. Hopefully the weather improves by then, Curtis. We have a beautiful day Friday.
Then
it was, you know, near 70 on Friday.
Yeah.
And we're back to feeling like it's the 30s
today. The weather sucks.
Garbage. Absolutely. The whole week kind of sucks.
So. Is it going to rain all week?
I mean, off and on. April showers give you May flowers, if you know what I mean.
Did I hear that, like, some areas north will get snow tonight, maybe? Is that accurate?
Already today, where there's been snow.
There's
north
been snow already this morning?
Jesus.
What, like New Hampshire, Vermont, that kind of thing?
Merrimack Valley. Yeah.
Up your vitamin C intake, because this is when everybody gets sick.
Is this it right here?
Well, because if you go from 70 degrees back down to the 40s, 30s, it's gonna impact your immune system.
Well, some of us already had the near mortal Noro.
Yeah, you're a survivor.
And recovered rather quickly, which probably has a lot to do with my own personal health. All right, Sean, let's get right to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Chime, that is Wiggy's favorite artist, Journey, and Steve Perry.
Yep.
Who, I wonder if they ought to get the biopic treatment, like Bob Dylan got, like Queen got, like Elton John got. Is that worthy of, you probably would hate it because it would end with...
Yeah, Filipino Journey.
With Filipino Journey, but I mean...
I don't know. I guess it depends on, like, are they considered...
There's drama there.
Right, and like, they consider one of the greatest...
Rock,
you know,
bands all, ever?
Yeah, because don't you, like, a lot of the biopics, you have to be...
I saw the Bob Dylan one. I was not that impressed with it. I thought I was going to be way more impressed with it than I was.
That was with Timothy Chalamet?
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be more about his whole entire career, and it was really just about when he plugged in and everybody freaked out and lost it at the Newport Folk Festival or whatever. So it was not that great. But also, a lot of Curtis weather watchers checking in. It is snowing currently in Maine. So hello to all of our Maine people listening on our radio stations up there. And sorry that you're still dealing with snow on April 7th. Leads this morning brought to you by Subaru. The Subaru of New England Love Spring event is here. Spring into your next adventure in a 2025 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hey, Shine.
Hey, Greg, good morning. We touched on it briefly when Courtney mentioned it during trending, but I wanted to take a second to talk about Ovechkin breaking Gretzky's record. Think about Ovechkin however you want. The moment itself was awesome. I thought the different calls of the final goal was tremendous. The way you were just, you know, pausing a game to kind of like appreciate this guy and appreciate breaking the record. You only see records like this being broken kind of once or twice in a lifetime, right?
Yeah.
Like Tom Brady's touchdown record probably won't ever get broken just because of the longevity he had in the sport and how successful he was in the second half of his career, even more so in the first half. And so seeing a guy like Ovechkin break a record that nobody thought would ever be broken was a really special moment. And I just wanted to take a moment to recognize that.
What do you think the next one to go could be?
In any sport?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't think of Gretzky's record would ever have been broken, the goal record.
Because LeBron holds the all-time record for points in the NBA, right?
Yes.
So I don't see anybody. LeBron's like Brady in the way that, like, I just don't see somebody playing with that kind of longevity at that level. So it's hard to see that record get broken.
Right.
I don't know that anybody's ever going to break Ovechkin's record in the way hockey's played now.
But the biggest part to me that will never be broken is goals with one team.
Yeah, true.
Look at LeBron James and Tom Brady, both broke records, not on the teams they were drafted
by.
Yeah, that's
Ovechkin, true.
Ovechkin, in this day and age, especially in the NHL where everybody is traded, everybody goes from team to team. To do this all for one organization is just unbelievable.
And to score that many goals, like, year in and year out. I saw an interview where he's like, I'd have to score, like, 50 goals for six straight seasons.
Yeah, in 2016 he said that.
And, you know, but he was able to do that. Like, for me, the record that I think is will never be broken is the Gretzky points record.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that. I mean, the fact that Ovechkin broke Gretzky's record and some of these, I always look at the records that look like they'll never be broken. And
you agree with Shime on the Brady one?
I don't know, because I think you might find somebody that could play a ton of years and throw a ton of touchdowns NFL.
Look at the NFL now. They're saying that if you kick it into the end zone, you're getting the ball at the 35.
Right.
For Brady's entire career, that would be like starting on the 20 and getting a personal foul to begin the drive.
Yeah, so hard. Mahomes isn't even halfway to Brady's total touchdown number, and he's already almost 30.
Right.
No, I know.
But they'll add 30 a year just to keep
it
close.
I know that that's like it's a tough record to break, but there'll be some guy that'll play 22 years in the NFL and have the longevity. Like, you know, I think there'll be some guy that'll play 20 years in the NHL that might have the ability to break Ovechkin's record. But if you look at the points for Gretzky and where he is, it's like, to me, the records, like, I don't think Ted Williams, 406 batting average for a season.
Yeah.
Like to me, I'm more impressed that the records that I believe will never be broken, you know?
Also, I think Gary Bettman has been booed 1,575 times by NHL fans.
I think that's my favorite part about hockey is anytime he's shown on camera, everyone boos unanimously.
Smart move, though, to be next to Gretzky.
True.
Yeah. It was like Mayor Wu at the home opener on Friday.
Oh, my God.
What? Awkward.
Was she getting booed?
Yeah.
Did you see how quick the camera panned?
Yeah.
Yes, it did.
Not good for
they
anxiety.
Went right from her to like the American flag or something like that.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
Whoa. Yeah.
Did you see anybody while you were there? You see Sam Kennedy?
I saw Sam Kennedy. I saw Keith Falk was there.
Mm-hmm.
I saw David Ortiz there.
Yep.
I did see the mayor walk by with her child. Entourage. She had her child with her.
Yeah,
it was a nice day. It was really
awesome
day. Very nice day. Curtis, you brought James, I saw.
Yeah, high five and everybody. The listeners of this show are vast.
Mm.
Big fans of the James man, not so much me.
And did he have the Ortiz jersey on? Is that what I saw?
Yeah, oh my God. One of the best days of my life. Great, great day all around.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was perfect weather, the back-to-back Jacks. Awesome. Great day.
All right, Shime, great lead. Thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Shime, top of GHS Daily, entitled is the cut I just saved. So Patriots Talk podcast, interesting back and forth with Phil Perry. Tom Curran, I'll save you the time, great takedown of Elliot Wolf. Says he should be at Bass Pro Shops, not in the war room. He's an awful GM. He doesn't know why he's not there. I agree 100%, Tom. Here's Phil Perry with an interesting angle as to why he believes Joe Milton was traded.
I think back to Vrabel's comment, Tom, when I hear you say Joe Milton didn't think the gap was all that big between he and Drake May, I immediately go back to Mike Vrabel saying in his opening press conference as head coach of the Patriots that he's going to rid entitlement from the building. that feels a little entitled.
I take that 180 degrees the other way. That strikes me as enabling in your entitled starting quarterback in Drake May. Why should he be afraid of competition? If Joe Milton walks in and says he can play.
But they were never going to compete.
If Joe Milton walks in and says he can play, that is just like the Vrabel Patriots teams where Wiggy will attest no job was sacred, not even Drew Bledsoe's. Everybody came in, whether you were Lawyer Malloy, Tom Brady, Drew Bledsoe, whomever, you were going to be replaced if you didn't keep up with the level of competition. Why are you removing that from your locker room and enabling your star quarterback? Mike Vrabel's main job in practice with Rodney Harrison was to get under and rattle Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you afraid of your next great quarterback potentially being rattled by a little competition?
Well, I don't know if he was afraid of that or if he just disagreed with Joe Milton. Like, I mean, maybe he did, you know, maybe most people don't feel like Joe Milton was, as he was telling everybody, not that far away from Drake May when it comes to talent.
Yeah, I think it's smart by Vrabel. There's no need. Drake May is your guy. You're talking about the third overall pick, and we're sitting here, excuse me, talking about a guy that was drafted in, what, the sixth round that was never going to play unless Drake May got hurt.
And Josh Dobbs got hurt.
Yeah, and Josh Dobbs got hurt. So you were able to get a little value for him. Why keep him around? There's no, you know, there's nothing there, nothing good that comes out with keeping him around.
That's a great argument. If that's the logic, I agree, Wiggs. I just, to say that you want to remove entitlement by removing anybody from being someone that Drake May views as competition goes against the entire foundation of the Patriots.
Yeah, I don't think this is as Drake May viewing it as competition. I mean, Curtis, you yourself have said Joe Milton sucks. We were all laughing at Ken when he said Joe Milton was better than Cam Ward, the most ridiculous take of 2025. But, like, there was never going to be a competition. Like, it's Josh Dobbs is getting all the second team reps. Joe Milton's just playing scout quarterback. There's no competition here because he's not good. Right, that's why they traded him.
But did Wes Welker think when they drafted Julian Edelman that he was competition in the seventh round, a quarterback out of Kent State?
Probably not, no.
Okay, right. And then he became one of the best slot receivers that he ended up replacing in Wally Pipping.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, because he was drafted by Belichick, and Belichick liked Edelman. Like, right. Milton was not a Vrabel guy. He was never drafted by Vrabel. Like, Vrabel probably came in and just didn't think he was good.
Right. I just, entitlement means that you have something and you haven't yet earned it. And that is Drake May, for me. He has all the potential in the world. I think he's going to be very good. But he had bad interceptions last year. He won one game as a starter. He hasn't proved anything yet. And so to say we're going to get and clear the runway for Drake May to take over goes against what the Patriots were when Mike Vrabel was on the team.
Yeah, but I remember, but the thing Mike told us is that he's not Bill. So I get what you're saying. Bill might do that, but Mike is saying we're clearing the runway for Drake May. He's our guy. He doesn't need to compete or – not that there would be a real competition if Joe Milton's still around, but we just don't need any issues in that room. There's a clear number one, there's a clear number two, and the number one guy is our expectations are you're a franchise quarterback for the next 10 to 12 years.
Interestingly, Curtis, thank you so much. We will get to the rest of this morning's leads, one from Courtney, one from Wiggy, and one from me coming up now.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Next. They're not happy in the Twitch chat. They say you're too Bruce heavy lately, Sean.
Nope. It is specifically because I'm playing lights and darkness related rejoins because you guys were having issues with the lights in there.
Oh.
Darkness on the Edge of Town came up on my mind, so I played it.
I'm just reporting what they're saying in the Twitch chat.
Yeah, just because I played one on Friday, played a Bruce song on Friday and played a Bruce song today. Two different songs, by the way.
Okay.
Not
the same,
topical.
No beats.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you, Courtney.
Yeah.
Appreciate the support.
Yeah. All right. We're going to get to They Said It coming up, and that is a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend. And Shaq is not pleased with the quality of the NBA product. And so we will go over that and the rest of what was said over the weekend coming up. But right now, we have leads left, including one from Courtney. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. The Red Sox Netflix documentary, The Clubhouse, A Year with the Red Sox, comes out tomorrow. But a lot of Red Sox writers have been able to view it early. And the main headlines this morning, which is the first time that these writers are able to write about what they've seen, is Jarren Duran. We talked a lot about him last season when it came to the FM t-shirts that he wears or how open he's been about his mental health struggles. And there were a lot of people on social media that say, you know, he makes millions and millions of dollars. I don't want to hear about it, this, that, and the other thing. And my main point last year was it doesn't matter how much somebody makes or what their living is. They can't help if they deal with certain mental health struggles. Things got very dark in episode 4 of this Netflix documentary that, again, comes out tomorrow. And we have a little piece of Jarren Duran speaking about the lowest moment of his life.
It was a pretty low time for me. Like, I didn't even want to be here anymore. But,
when you say here, you mean here with the Red Sox or here on planet Earth?
Probably both. Yeah. Probably both. That was like a really tough time for me. Yeah. I got to the point where I was sitting in my room. I had my my rifle and I had a bullet and I pulled the trigger and the gun clicked, but nothing happened. So to this day, like, I think God just didn't let me take my own life because I seriously don't know like why it didn't go off.
He then he goes on to say, like, at the point of the filming, his family didn't know that he had done this. But I do think that sometimes when it comes to professional athletes specifically, we just think that they should shut up and play the game on a million different topics, but especially when they're dealing with certain things. Because you're very talented at the highest level at a certain sport, should you not pursue that dream just because you deal with something internally? I don't think so. And I think that hearing him speak so openly, and that's a courageous thing to do, I think, if you're Jarren Duran, but to hear him say that specific moment and vocalize it, I hope that a lot of Red Sox fans maybe take a step back and say, maybe sometimes we don't need to be the funniest person in the room trying to make these off-color jokes about these athletes and what they're dealing with. Just because they're making millions and millions of dollars doesn't mean that they can have it all together internally. And so I do hope that it is a, for lack of a better term, come to Jesus moment for some fans that maybe think that you're able to control internal struggles.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Wow. Like the Dennis Rodman. Remember Rodman did that when he was sitting in his truck in the parking lot?
Did he?
With
I don't
gun.
Remember that.
Yeah, with his rifle and thinking about, you know, shooting himself. So, yeah, you never know.
But he actually, Jaren Duran actually pulled the trigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is
God was on his side when that gun jammed.
Unfathomable.
Yeah.
And I feel so bad for people that get to such a dark place. And you have to imagine, I believe that this incident happened in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
To be an MLB player,
mm-hmm.
to have made it in most people's eyes, to be making a ton of money, to be able to probably have anybody, any girl you would ever want. I don't know Jaren Duran's marital status, but to have everything at your fingertips and still be struggling that dark inside.
See it every day.
Yeah.
CEOs, you know, yep. Doesn't matter. People in regular life.
Yeah.
Don't matter what you know, you never know what somebody's dealing with upstairs.
Yeah. All right. Courtney, thank you very
good
much.
Job.
Thank you.
Very interesting. And that drops tomorrow. And is it all, do you get everything, all the episodes at once?
I believe it's a Netflix drop okay. like that. For me, though, I'm not like Curtis. I'm not like a baseball hardo, and I mean that lovingly, Curtis. Like I'm not obsessed with the game of baseball. I am so looking forward to watching the struggles that this team had last year played out on my TV.
Yeah. Episode 6, I think Rafael Devers talks about having a 7th slider locked up and loaded and ready to go. Then he heard people on the show making fun of his weight.
I think he was on the salads.
Too soon? Too soon on that, Curtis?
No, never too soon.
Okay.
We make fun of each other's weight. We can make fun of Rafi's.
Yeah. Okay. All right. let's see. You know what? We'll take a quick break, and then we'll get to Wiggy's lead and to my lead. Topic of your lead today, Coach?
Mine's is NFL related.
NFL related.
Yep.
Okay.
Something I've been seeing, hearing all over the weekend.
Really?
Yep.
Are you happy with what you're hearing or unhappy with what
I'm actually pretty happy to a certain extent.
Okay.
So all right. It's kind of like I'm happy, but
you're not happy.
Maybe it could come back to bite me in the ass.
Really?
Yeah. Ooh.
Okay. All right. Okay. We will get to that. Wrestle Leads coming up next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.